Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. So we created a podcast where we have million-dollar conversations that help business owners thrive. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Managee Digital.
And we are recording today from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community in downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. All right, Matt, today we are doing a whole episode about me, which is rare. This is my pitch episode, and it is called Brian Rump Wants to Get You Money, because I want to be known as the business coach that helps your business get money with grants, increase sales, streamlining your business for revenue and profit, and that's why we're here.
That's awesome. This is like full circle, full evolution. When you first started this years ago, I'm not convinced you wanted to do business or make money.
No, well, I always have, but it's a good observation because I think I haven't acted like that. So
I think you have. I think like a lot of business owners, you are still hesitant and strategic and very patient. Patient is unlike a lot of business owners, though. Like, you have taken the necessary steps to quietly, slowly grow, figure out your audience, who you want to work with. And I think that you do marketing in a way that is intentional, but it's not maybe your typical, like you're not doing billboards or you don't do any digital marketing now, do you?
At the moment, not really. Yeah. So I stopped doing some Instagram stuff. I kind of want to fire it up in a certain way. But I do, you know, I do marketing. I do have sales funnels. It's just different than what people think. And I think digitally people who are coaches, it also took me a long time to really embrace the word coach. I think when I first came self-employed, it was more consulting work I wanted to do. I wanted to partner with people more.
Yeah.
I think I reluctantly got into sort of coaching. And it was sort of like coach / consult. But now I think I'm on a mission to learn how to become a really good coach. I think small businesses, you know, need coaching and consulting, but don't usually want to pay for consulting. They don't want other people to tell them exactly what to do. So you have to coach people through it, and you have to coach them through at their own pace. And there's a big learning curve to that I feel like I'm confidently getting into and then wanting to be known as that. When it comes to things like digital marketing, the coaches, I think, who try to go from like, hey, stranger, look at this digital marketing ad, and then connecting that to a fit and sort of relationship that makes sense, is just not a bridge that I have the resources to build, because you end up with a lot of poor fit inquiries, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, I think I will do that a little bit more. But for now, most of my marketing is meeting people, mm-hmm. conversation-based, and then, you know, kind of pitching them once I know enough about them and know I have something to pitch them.
That's a good point. You're kind of sneaky with your pitch, aren't you? Because I was going to apply your approach to networking seems similar to mine. And you hear a lot, especially at our Monday morning coffees, people talking about how, oh, I get most of my business through referral word of mouth. I think that's fine. I think people are missing the mark without doing marketing. Like, it's a whole different channel for them. But anyways, there's still people that are so active with what they think is networking, and that's walking into rooms and they're just throwing business cards to everyone and everyone.
Yeah.
That's their whole strategy. I think you're pretty intentional. I think you and I are both very strategic with how we communicate in those circumstances and meetings and conversations. I am never that guy that hears someone talking like, oh, like, woe is me, I need this done in my business and I just need a marketer. I will never step up in that conversation. Look at me, I'm a marketer. I will never, ever, ever do that. I wait for things to happen naturally and organically from that point. I need to make it aware of who I am. This is who I am. This is my business. Yeah. I'm not there to pitch people in those networking conversations.
Yeah, and I think that's where I've always been like that. I'm a lot more comfortable in it, because for a long time it's like, oh, I should be saying, oh, I miss, here's my one-liner, here's my pitch. People just hate coaches that do that. And I think the good coaches never do that. You know, right now you go on like Twitter or LinkedIn and people will be like, I'm so sick of coaches sliding into my DMs offering me to join their program.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not doing that, especially to a stranger. And I think that's why I resisted doing some marketing or like digital marketing, because I don't want those calls. Because, you know, one of my number one things is getting money with grants. Not everyone's suitable to work with me for grants, but immediately people are like, oh, I want this. And then they, you know, waste your time, or you just have to filter through a lot of bad leads to get good ones. And one of the things I've learned is I'm not trying to grow a giant team. Like, the business is me as a coach. I do want to have, like, you know, some virtual assistants and hire out some things and get some help on things I'm not good at. But I'm not trying to make, like, an association where I have 20 coaches working with me and we're like the coach program where you, you know, join our program and we won't tell you anything about it. But if you give us $10,000, we'll maybe give you something later. Like, that's not what I want to be.
Yeah.
So I embraced that my slow burn strategy works, where I just get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I feel like I can help them, I'll pitch them something.
I get the grant question sometimes for myself, where people are like, oh, can you go look if there's a marketing grant out there for me? I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And not to just dump on those people, but I've also found that people that are going to work with me based on if they're going to get a grant or not aren't real businesses. Like, they need to take the risk. They need to understand, like, this is long-term, this is patience. I'm not working with you on contingency of, like, oh, you're going to get this grant or not. Like, work with me or don't.
Yeah, and that's where I was in the contingency business. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to do more consulting. But what you realize is, you know, people have to come to it on their own. And put in some risk. So if it's like, hey, will you fix my business for me for free? And I've done some contingency projects. I actually have, a great model for startups for certain types of things where I will, you know, quote you a fee and we only charge it if we get the business open based on some different things. So far, everyone's been successful and I've got paid, which I think is good. But, you know, there's not just sort of free money or free help out there. So if I market myself maybe poorly, all sorts of people come to me for help. And for years, I was thinking of 17 years working with businesses in the community now. Almost 2 decades.
Which sounds cool.
Sounds better for marketing purposes. But I've given them so much free advice. And so much of it is wasted on people who don't really want to hear it. So now I'm at the point where, like, I want to be known as the coach you go to, but you have to go to me. So I do have to do some marketing. I have to make sure that's clear and known, but I'm not trying to pitch every single person that I need. I honestly, there's thousands of businesses in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I only have room to make a few people millionaires. Or help them make themselves millionaires, more like it.
For sure.
It's not me who does it. It's the people who listen to how I can help
them. So to do the work. Who do you want to help them?
I think for me, it's working directly with business owners. Mm-hmm. So I use the term small business, but that could be still a pretty big business. I want to deal with the owner or, like, very close around the owner, and businesses where the owner is doing something in the business. So I sort of brought it to people who are, you know, they're building something, they're delivering a service, they are part of the business. It's not, hey, I'm a business owner, I want to go sit on the beach and collect a check.
Mm-hmm.
There's coaches and people who will help you with that. I am really the, how can we put you into, you know, not overwhelming yourself. Mm-hmm. I want you to have a life that your spouse and your kids get to see you a lot, and you're doing what you're best at, you're building a team around you, but you are still part of the business. Like, that's who I coach and work best with.
That's cool. I think the couple of people I've introduced you to have always been, we're so busy, it's chaos, which I think a lot more people will actually appreciate, because everyone thinks that they're busy. Everyone thinks that they don't need more work. But I think people are trying to figure out, like, how do we actually scale this and maintain this? And I think that's interesting, instead of just everyone that's like, oh, I want to make more money or whatever. Like, there is, like, a very clear type of person that you work with.
Yeah, and I think people who are busy, they probably deserve more profit than they're getting. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of part of my language as well, is, like, you're probably in business because you outwork everyone that you've been around. So you can't be in, like, the real world, because you're going to work out harder than everyone on your team. So you want a piece of that value from putting in that extra work. You're not trying to get out of doing work, but you're really, really busy. But there's times where you feel overwhelmed, or you sit down and you're like, man, I'm doing all this work. I could make more just going to work for this person. Mm-hmm. So I want to get rid of that, and I want to help people turn their business into that above average wage for themselves.
Wait, you're going to have business owners pay themselves?
Yes, 100%. That's like a non-negotiable. In fact, just recently, I think, well, maybe within the last 2 months, I like forced someone to give themselves a raise.
Oh, yeah.
And they were so squeamish about it. And then they kind of did the math a little bit wrong, and it ended up being higher than I suggested. And like, oh, did I do this wrong? It's like, nope, you did it right. Now we have a new benchmark. We still have to hit that cash number, but we can work with that. Like, that's a goal. That's the reason why we do some other stuff. But, like, that's why we're here. It's, you know, I think about mentally getting up every day and how do I help the people I'm working with 10 times their revenue. I have one client who's about to hit, or sometime this year, is going to hit 10 times from when we first started working together.
Oh, wow.
And, like, I just want to do that. So, like, I like to work with people where I'm happy to think about that for them. So it's not about me. That's the other part with coaches. A lot of coaches are like, oh, join my program. Join me. I'm doing all these things, and I'm only working 4 hours a week, and you're going to pay me $1 million. Like, there's something not right there. Like, I have a circle of people that I want to think about every day when I get up. But it's like, how do we consistently and sustainably build them a business that's going to fund and make their dreams come true in a way that is balanced? They're spending time with their family. They're building a good business. It's not all about, let's squeeze every bit of profit we can out this month. And then, who knows what we'll do next month, but, you know, do the same.
Yeah. Not to put you on the spot. How, without saying frameworks and processes, do you tangibly help these businesses?
So
if you were a business owner thinking about it and like, okay, this guy can help me.
Yeah.
Like, what is he actually going to do?
So coaches bring playbooks, and it is frameworks, and they use frameworks.
Yes.
So I am a Business Made Simple coach and a certified story brand guy. I came to that for years and years of working with businesses and having my own thoughts, trying to create my own. Like, I have a basket at home of, like, things I've written where I'm trying to create my own IP of how to teach things. This stuff's better than the stuff I created, so we use that. So it usually starts with one thing. How do we make you think about something a bit differently that's going to make you a little bit of money? And then we do that. So coaching, it's not necessarily about, let's come in and completely tear down your entire business. I think I used to want to do that.
Mm.
But what I've learned in my own, like, coaching practice, and now focusing on trying to be good at coaching people where they are, it's about taking that step that makes something maybe more clear, gives them more confidence in making a sale. And then there's a compounding effect. That activity, now they're going to listen to the next thing I say, and that's going to make them a bit more money. And then you flash forward 4 years and they're 10 times the revenue that they were at, and they still maybe aren't quite sure what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, meeting those, trying to simplify complicated things. Everyone says their business is complicated. Everyone thinks they're super unique. In some ways, I fully agree. In other ways, it's not unique at all. And that's where the idea, there are certain frameworks, certain fundamentals, I think are true for every business that we have to respect, but we have to apply them our own way. Most business owners, again, who outwork everyone, they don't want someone to come in and turn their business into a big corporation that has all these rules that now they have to follow. Right? They want it to be their business still. So it's the hard part is sort of the soft skill of figuring out where to start and like kind of what the next step is.
Mm-hmm. As a business owner, my concern, is this what you want me to do?
No.
Did you have a plan for this?
Not really. For me, the plan was I may have made you do a few pitch episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you have to do it. And also I recently realized, you know, now that I'm fully comfortable being a coach,
mm-hmm.
is I do need to make sure I'm very clear what people do, that I'm available for hire, that I want conversations. I think I used to enjoy being vague, and lots of people are like, oh, Brian,
yeah.
What's that guy do? And people are like, oh, I know he like helps people, but I don't know really what he does.
Yeah.
Or some people are like, oh, I can't afford you, or like, I don't know how it works, but I want to have that conversation with people. So it's me just being out, and I figured we'd just have a conversation, see where it goes.
Oh, so, yeah. Cool. All right. So as a business owner, reason why I've always been hesitant to work with coaches and consultants for a couple of reasons, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot more work for me. I don't want more work and stuff on my plate. How do you deal with that?
That's a good question, because sometimes you do have to do a bit more work. I think being cognizant that people don't want a lot of homework unless they see the value in it. So you have to adjust it for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this sort of like, it makes it hard to do things like group sessions where you have like, say, 8 different personalities all together and then deliver something of value. It's a great way to market in a way, but it's sometimes hard to see that path. So it's the time of like, okay, how do I make you either do nothing really? It could be thinking about something, or I can have you try something the next time you're doing something. But that's, I think, why for me consulting didn't work, or a lot of people go wrong, because what they want as a coach is for you to really enjoy this cool exercise that they did at a conference a few years ago, and you're like, I don't care about that. But when you see how it works for your business, and then you try it and it does work, then it's exciting, and you're like, oh, what's the next thing you can have me do? And everyone I work with is different. Some people are like, okay, what's my homework? And then they do it. And then others are like, I don't want any homework.
Yes.
I don't want to write stuff down. And then when I make you write something down and it works, you're like, oh, that was good. I should do that more. But that's still a really good success, right?
Yeah, like I don't want to fill out a worksheet and do all this stuff for our next meeting. To me, it's your homework is to think about this, to talk about next time. So I go away and I come back in a couple weeks or a month or whatever, and we're kind of following up on that or being accountable on that. And I was thinking about stuff this morning while I was doing the dishes, where I was like, oh, Brian, we talked about that for a while and I really need to get this going. And I think I finally figured out how to move it in that direction. So I like that it keeps me accountable, and it keeps my mind kind of on a path of like, this is what I need to be thinking about and prioritizing one thing over another too. So,
yeah, I think, and there's sometimes too where there are things we need to write down. There's some core things. I have some new tools now that are outstanding for it. It's like, here's the 5 pieces of paper you must fill out.
Mm.
Not all right now, but if you only fill out these, actually there's 6, then and you actually are disciplined and can focus your business around it, it will work, which is why I'm so excited about these tools, because they really work. But you might not be ready to do it yet, or you might have to think about it for a while, or you might have to resist it until you're washing the dishes. You're like, oh, damn, like, I do need to do that thing. But that's part of coaching and taking people from where they are and getting them on the path to where they want to go to. And you can't really skip steps. And a lot of people want that miraculous, oh, I signed up with this coach and within 2 months I was banking six figures a month and it was easy and I'm on the beach.
Six figures? Why not 12 figures?
I know, exactly, right? But that's not the reality of life, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, if you actually patiently take these steps, things are going to work out better than you think they are, and you're going to be like way more calm than you thought you were going to be. Because everyone thinks coach hustle is going to make me work hard and be super accountable. And in some cases, it's the accountability to not be working hard. Like, you have to maybe stop and address a problem that's getting in the way of like why you're spinning in circles or something like that.
It's amazing how much patience plays a part in building a business. And you need the process and to slowly figure things out over time. But like, the patience part of it is just, there's so much to that. And I don't know how you articulate that or framework that or plan for that.
It's, I think it's a tension you have to hold. And I think about this a lot in some of my own personal work and also in my own business, because I've always been more about other people's businesses and like putting my energy into their business than my own. And part of me was the realization of, you know, for me, the patience of, oh, I do have a sales funnel versus, oh, I'm kicking myself because I don't have a great automated email sales funnel.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have one written, but I've never like implemented some of them because they haven't quite fit with where I'm at. And then I realized, because everyone I'm working with is from networking conversations, and I am patient. This comes back to my banking days, my grant days. Sometimes I knew people for 2 years before, like, I did work with them. And even in coaching, I've had people who, like, I've never really hard pitched them on anything, but you get to know them, and then suddenly they phone you up and like, okay, I need you.
Yeah.
And that's when you want to work with people. And it's having the patience to know, and it's kind of hard, that it's going to work out, and it's part of building business. But there's patience, and then there's also the tension of, you got to move today to make money. And depending how much money you need to make depends how fast you have to move today. So if you have, you know, if you have that $10,000 a month cash you need in your business to survive, we can't wait around for ages. And me as a coach has to give you some tools right now that you can use today to help you increase how much money is coming in to get like initial traction on results. But we can't go from that 10,000 to 100,000 in 2 months.
Yeah, for sure.
We had a guest on the podcast. I forget if he said it on here or not, but he was talking about how he's had a great 90 days, but it's only been 90 days.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a post-COVID bouncing back. And when things were being great, but it's like, but it's only 90 days. You need 2 years of that before the background numbers really start changing.
For sure. What types of problems are a business owner having if they should reach out to you?
I think for the biggest place I've started has been cash flow. People usually think, well, I have cash problems. And I had started out as a profit first professional, which is a method of managing cash. And what I learned quickly, and then I heard StoryBrand, which sort of got me into that, is most people's problem is there's not enough cash coming in. Especially in the Kawartha businesses I would have a chance to see, most people have started building a business. They're probably doing better than they think they are, but there's never enough cash because they've maybe built their business too big with not enough cash coming in. So if you're thinking, if you if you're not paying yourself an above average wage, call me right now. If you're, hey, I've got lots of money, above average wage, I'm great. You know, maybe we're not a fit to work together. I would still say I could probably still help you a whole lot more if you're doing well. We can make you do a lot better. But it's that not quite doing that. And from there, we look into how do we increase your sales right away? How do we maybe cut some products? How do we just define what the number is you need every month and how to get there? Because I find almost everybody is like, you're overwhelmed with decisions, with information coming at you everywhere. You think you should be doing this, 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 and this, and you're not. And if we can declutter that a little bit and get you focused on two or three core things, and you actually do when they work, you know, suddenly you're going to feel a lot more confident about where you're going. And then once we get in, we can just sort of keep peeling back layers, and the work never really stops.
That's awesome. Sweet.
Awesome. What else do you want to know?
I don't know. What else do you want to tell me?
Well, you know a lot more of the stuff. For listeners, it's that I want to work with people. I say I get money with grants, increase sales, and streamline your business for revenue and profit. I use frameworks to do that. So framework, so it's not just me wandering in and guessing. Like, I have a process. It's a little bit different for everyone, but it's based on the same framework. That framework's Business Made Simple uses the analogy of an airplane. And you should build your business like an airplane. There are six parts of the airplane. There's the cockpit, which is where you sit. You own the business. You're sitting in the cockpit. You're deciding where you want to go. The plane doesn't just randomly fly places. Like, you're the one that gets to decide where it's going and how fast you want to get there. The right engine is marketing. So if you're saying you don't do marketing, you better do some marketing, because your plane's not getting off the ground if you don't have an engine. Your left engine is sales. So we have a framework for sales, how to sell better. The wings are your products and services. The body of the airplane is your overhead and operations, and the cash is your fuel tanks. So how much cash you have. So a lot of times what I see is people have these big giant airplanes with tiny little engines and no gas. So you're not going to get off the ground. So we need to get you some cash. So that's why we've got to be getting you money, and you can get that through grants, which, it's kind of a lead-in, and I don't do a whole lot in grants because there's no just free money. So Daddy Trudeau isn't just going to give you some money to, like, get your airplane off the ground.
Money, please.
Yeah, money, please. Increase your sales. So often we start with marketing, right? You know, if you come to me, we're probably going to talk to Matt soon. It's similar, like a lot of people come to Matt and then they end up talking to me soon. We collaborate really well. You know, so it's getting your sales going, streamlining your products. We might look at your pricing. We might look at your language, getting you off the ground, and then really streamlining your business how you want it to be for revenue and profit. Most people are trying to build a business the way they think they should build a business, not necessarily the way it should be built for them and what they're trying to do. So we might be making decisions on just how you're structured, who your team and employees are. And oftentimes people have a better base of a business than they think. Or they're stressing themselves out over decisions that they don't even need to make yet in terms of growth, right? Well, there's other options. So we, again, having a coach and my, I think, years of experience working mostly with business to business, being a curious person who likes to know how things work and behind the scenes. And like, I'm also very curious about decision making and evaluating different decisions over time, help you make those decisions that streamlines your business for you. So like an airplane, if you're trying to fly it, you want it to be streamlined. if you want to build a giant airplane, well, then we need huge engines and lots of fuel to get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be Tom Cruise in a F-14, we can do that as well. But, you know, it's just building it and streamlining it for what your business is.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest part about you and working with you is you will actually listen to people, customize it. So you're not just making stuff up as you go. Like, it is all like, where does it hurt right now? How can we fix that?
Yeah, and sometimes there's times where it hurts the most isn't what needs to be fixed first.
Mm-hmm.
Often, though, it's very close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, again, the hurt for a lot of people is cash.
Sure.
And they're like, well, I just want a grant. And it's like, well, that's not how it works. You're not getting just some free money. But we might need to restructure your finances so that you're, you know, saving on interest, or maybe you do need a cash injection because you've been buying assets when you should have been borrowing to acquire them because you were trying to, you know, build your business with maybe a value that didn't make sense for the business you were making. A big example of that is people who do need equipment. And people who are maybe debt adverse. So they're like, oh, I need 100 grand worth of equipment. I have 80, so I'll put in my 80 and I'll borrow 20 and then I will race hard to pay off that other 20. And then you're not paying for marketing on the way and you're just always strapped for cash. Whereas if you had bought that equipment on a 5-year loan, then you would have some cash and you could pay for marketing to get more customers and things would be. So we're always doing it on, again, I love the framework because it organizes my mind. I've read so many books and know so many things. And there are lots of things we can do, but the frameworks help decide where we need to start to get some instant results so that we can then feel confident about making that next decision.
Yeah, I think everyone would have cash flow issues or problems or concerns or desire for want more cash, but it doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. They might be getting leads. They might not be getting leads. They might not be marketing. They might not be following up on sales. They might need to reach out to people and do outreach. They might be overspending on something. It's not all just like, oh, I need more cash. Like, how do I get more cash? Like, are we going and turning on the marketing machine, or are we going to throw a sandwich board on and run to the corner? Like, what are we actually doing here?
Yeah, and every business is different. I have to go in and ask questions and see things to try to make a prediction. We'll see things like, you know, the marketing machine. Maybe they're doing lots of marketing, but they're not following up on any of their leads. Or they're doing all this marketing, but their language is really bad and no one understands what they're doing. So maybe they're getting calls that are all wrong. Or their prices aren't right.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, people are busy and working well, but they don't have a system to, like, scale to other employees. So there's all these things that could be wrong. And there's a tool for everything. And I, you know, have amassed a huge toolbox of stuff. I think I'm pretty good or getting better and better. What are the parts I can help people with? What are the things I can do for you? And what are the things I can refer you to, frankly, the exact specialist you need?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that network can be invaluable. I've had a few, actually recently, compliments of people where I just connected them to a person they needed, and they're like, oh, that was magical. I stewed over that for 2 months and did nothing. And then in 2 days, someone just solved the problem for, like, you know, $1,000. And I'm like, if I knew I could do that from the start, like, I'd be further ahead. And that's kind of what we're doing, is just making those decisions over and over.
Yeah, we're not the superhero every time. We're just the guide. And, okay, if I can't do it, this person can help you. Here's how they're going to help you. You don't need to have the answer all the time. You just need to know where to direct.
Yeah, and making sure the thing that I really had to get to, and it's also with who I work best with, is people who want to do some of it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make their own decisions. So I can't make it for them. I can't do it for them. There's sort of some dominant personalities that I don't get along with, where they think I now become their assistant to do it for them. Like, that's not what this is. It's really about helping you do that so that you feel like it's still your business that you're building, not a business that a, you know, consultant told me. Like, oh, they read this Harvard business study and I should really build my business like this. Mm-hmm. And then they get into it and they don't understand it and it doesn't feel like their business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get rid of that, right? We're building your airplane that's going to take you and your family somewhere, and we have to build it appropriately. And it's a simple framework, but it's really hard to execute.
Yeah, and a lot of the time, I appreciate working with you that I have ideas, I have concerns, and I can come to you. Like, you're the trusted confidant or the mafia consigliere or whatever, where... I've got this idea. Does this make sense? And you're like, yes or no. And like, no, don't do this. You should be thinking about this. You should be thinking about that. I'm like, I appreciate that. And that's what I need, probably more than anything in a lot of cases.
I think every entrepreneur does, because you get more and more ideas. And sometimes if you, especially if you have a bigger team, sometimes what the team resents is like too many ideas. Or it's like, we haven't even had a chance to like put this one into play yet. And you've got another new one. And that slows your plane down too, right? Because you're like, you're trying to build the wings while you're flying it.
Yeah.
And like, that doesn't help anyone either. So there's all sorts of just things like that where it can help. Or it's like, oh, this is a good idea. Let's put more resources into it. And we save the idea for later. Or we work on the idea a little bit more. Or we at least, it's like, I can then take that idea, link it to your long-term goals, and describe it as it fits to like your airplane, how it is today. And sometimes that just makes you decide whether or not it's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And then sometimes I joke, I said this to another client and they loved it. It's like, you're still the pilot. So I might tell you, so I'm the air control tower guy who's like giving you some advice, and you could be like, F you, and be like, a flyby and buzz the tower, but at least you're in control and you're feeling confident about that. If it doesn't work out, then you're like, oh, I made a mistake. Doesn't work out, right? And I think there's value in that as well, so that at least you're not second guessing yourself. You're like, hey, I made this decision, it didn't work, you know, so what? I'm off to the next decision. So you're not spinning around 10 ideas beating yourself up for not doing any of them.
Yeah, no, I think, I don't know, if I can't come to this realization because of you or with you or working with you or whatever, but like, there are rarely mistakes in business. Maybe missteps, but every action you do, it's moving you towards something. And like, you've helped me and other people get it back onto like the proper path, if anything. Like, I don't think anything I've ever done has been a mistake. I always think, like, okay, I did this, and this maybe worked, or it didn't work, and now we're going to try this, and it's going to slowly just move us along.
Yeah.
So I think, like, you need someone there to help you talk through that. Like, when I first started 90 Digital back in 2019, my wife didn't have any business experience. It wasn't until recently with Thrive, and she's learning all that stuff and figuring that out. But I didn't really have a network of people to talk to or go to. Like, all my friends back then were just friends from growing up, and they were a business owner. So, like, you need that person to go and talk to, like, does this make sense? Should I be on this path? Like, get me back on this path. And that's what you're there for. So
yeah, and sometimes you need just a thinking partner, right?
Yeah.
A client last week who one of his staff people was like, why do you even pay that guy? And it was... a conversation and a relationship
had
evolved. And it was like, well, I pay them because no one else has that perspective. Or like, you're surrounded by people who are maybe worship you because you're a business owner.
Yeah.
Think it's like this, but like, I know what it's really like. I can provide a different perspective. I'm here for your long term. I don't care about your ego in that time. And the value is really long-term value. And you know, and you go through phases where sometimes it's like, do this adopt this thing, and you immediately get huge results. And then you go through phases where I'm not telling you specific things to do, but I'm at least helping you not feel alone.
Yeah.
And helping you work yourself through big decisions that have to get made.
That's so funny. Like, your own team, you either have, like, aggressive yes people or angrily against everything that you do. Like, the people that are like, okay, I don't want to mess with the boss, I don't want to get in trouble, all this kind of stuff. So I'm going to say yes to everything that they say. Then you also have the people that are just chronically against any new idea in a business.
And that happens in every business. And that's like why it's your business. It's your airplane, right? It's not the passenger or like the cabin crew who's helping you run it. It's not their airplane. They might be like, hey, we want... There's a great illustration in Donald Miller's new book about different airplanes. And one is like big comfy pilot seat. And it's got this giant cabin with like a ping pong table in there, a big clubhouse. And it's got these like tiny little wings on it. That plane's not going to fly. It's just going to crash and burn. So you have, sometimes your staff are people who, you know, they'll let you fly into a mountain because they don't want to say anything. Or they're like, we don't want to fly. Like, how about we just, you know, go to the beach and you pay us for a day of just sitting at the beach. Like, that's way better than actually getting in a plane and flying it. So you need somebody that helps you, like, keep your eye on the fact that it's your business and you're still managing because you need your team. Like, you need people around you to, like, help you, you know, build the plane and fly it. So there's just things like this we're managing all the time. And if you're alone, it's overwhelming because there's too many decisions. So I try to help make that calmer and easier with the focus on, you know, as much as I don't always love the profit part of Profit Coach or saying it because it immediately jumps to maybe some hustle bro things. But at the end of the day, profit is the only thing that funds the airplane staying in the air and taking you and your family to the spot you want to go to. Awesome. All right, Matt, final words. One thing you want people to know about you, where do they find you?
I've got two things very quickly. I did want to include a story you told me a while ago of an analogy where I was kind of hesitating and on the fence about coaching. And my complaint always was like the coach or the consultant always just tells you what to do and they expect you to do everything. And you're the one that told me, like, the coach is there for frameworks and playbooks and, hey, this is how we do things. It's still up to the athlete to actually go out there and perform on the field, which I thought that was, like, the best way to actually describe you and your coaching and all that kind of stuff. So where do I want people to find me, or what do I want people to know? One thing I want people to know is that not enough people know that your business exists. You need more people to know that your business exists so that they can find you when they need a solution to their problem. I can help you get found and more people know that you exist on Google in less than 60 days if you go to my website and book a call at mattygdigital.com.
Awesome. And as this whole episode has helped us with, I want people to know I am the business coach that helps your business get money with grants, increase sales, and streamlining your business for revenue and profit. You can find me at profitcoach.ca. Matt and I collaborate to help you start, grow, or recharge your business. And we want to work with you. If you wanted to discuss working with us or to be a guest on the podcast, send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. And remember, we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses.